Severe flooding on Kauai has put the efforts of volunteer organizations front and center. We continue our look at ways the community can offer their time to volunteer during National Volunteer Week. Gabrielle Sugar is the executive director of Malama Maui Nui. She sat down with Ryan Finnerty to talk about the importance of volunteerism in the community.
I would say it's essential. You know, really when it comes down to it, in the community is where the action happens. So getting involved is critical. If you want to see changes, whether it be in response to a natural disaster or plastic in the ocean or whatever it might be, you know, getting involved on the ground level, I think, is really important. Not only will you begin to understand the issues so much better than you did before, or may learn, you know, a lot of things that you didn't even realize were a part of the issue, you know, but it really gives you that hands-on experience to pull from.
So one of the things I've noticed, because we speak with a lot of nonprofits here, is how specialized they are, and what kind of expertise can volunteer organizations bring that, you know, maybe a government agency or a for-profit organization won't necessarily have?
You know, what the nonprofit sector really brings is the community. You know, so depending on what the needs are, you know, they can pull from their volunteer base to adjust the skill sets needed. You know, and I think that's a really important part about, you know, remembering why it's important to get involved in volunteering, because, you know, each of us individually has specific skills that make the whole picture work. So, you know, from in terms of within a nonprofit, from top to bottom, you know, we need all kinds of different skill sets: carpenters, writers, cleaners, historians, financial planners, engineers, you name it. You know, we can use that support. So having that kind of collective set of skills to pull from really allows you to adapt to situations and respond accordingly.
And you mentioned earlier that when you get involved and you start volunteering, you'll learn things that you never thought you would. Can you share an example maybe from your personal experience?
Absolutely, yeah. We focus on, here at Malama Maui Nui, we do a lot of work with waste. And there are so many different aspects that influence the waste streams. You know, that being what manufacturers are using at any given time, in our disposal methods, constantly trying to react to new materials, to, you know, the bigger markets, the global markets that people might not realize how heavily they influence what's available in terms of recycling, you know, wherever you live. Right now, I think it's starting to become a little bit more commonly known, you know, as we're seeing these shifts with China and what materials they're taking, as they were, you know, a major buyer of those materials, and they are not so much any longer. And so there's a lot of shift in the global commodities markets in terms of, you know, who's going to be buying those materials, and if they don't buy them, what are we going to do with them? And so that's a little bit more directly related. Then, you know, there's other things like oil prices for, you know, Maui and us in the Hawaii Islands kind of really dictates what it costs to ship, and that can really influence, you know, how cost-effective a program is. So there's all kinds of, you know, nuances that are involved that you, you know, on a surface level, you may not be aware of. But as you start to get, you know, involved on the hands-on work, you'll start to understand, you know, it's really not as simple as you might think, you know, from a distance.
So your organization, Malama Maui Nui, you work with waste streams and recycled materials, like you were just mentioning. What are some of the ways that you've had to react to changes in global supply and demand for those materials, and how are you able to kind of capitalize on those changes?
Unfortunately, at this time, I can't say that we've been able to capitalize on those changes, but we are definitely reevaluating our programs. You know, we went from really utilizing those kind of recycling outlets that we have here, the vendors that already exist here, starting to think about how do we keep the material here instead of sending it through those agencies to be shipped off. You know, we have limited resources here on the island. We've paid to bring those materials here, most of them, aside from the marine debris. You know, so what can we do with those materials that would meet the needs of our community here? So we're always looking for some innovative ways to use materials rather than just to ship them off. That would probably be the largest shift that we've been experiencing here within this organization.
Can you give an example of something innovative you're doing with something that was previously considered waste?
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything off the ground, but we have a couple of things in development. One is pretty commonly known, so I'm happy to share that, and that is the precious plastics. So that was a gentleman out of Europe who basically rescaled industrial recycling machines and made them out of materials that are accessible to pretty much any community. So, for example, you have they build a shredder that you shred the plastic in, so it's down to small bits, and then you can use it in a creative process. And so one of the machines, is made out of, it's the compression machine, so it's a mold, essentially, that you put the plastic bits in, and then you melt it into the mold, and it's made out of, an old oven and some recycled e-waste and a car jack and, some scrap metal for the frame or whatnot. So really trying to think about, what we can do here, what we can do in situ. And there's so much of that information out there, such as Precious Plastics, which is, open source. They've provided that information for anybody who wants to create that, wherever they are, in the hopes to see an increase in recycling around the planet.
And so it's National Volunteer Week across the country, and on this program we've been taking a look at different volunteer opportunities across Hawaii all week. Can you give us give the listeners some options? How can they get involved this week? What are some events that are happening on the Valley Island?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an Earth Day cleanup coming up on April 22nd at the Lahaina Breakwall. That's being hosted by Manukai as well as Down the Hatch. So I think that they're kind of focusing on removing microplastics. They've got a cute little video on their Facebook of them making the screens to sift out the microplastics. We also have our Art of Trash exhibit is going to be up for this entire month. We kicked that off on the first week of April, and we've actually extended it through the first week of May. So we'll be having our Trash and Show at the Wailuku First Friday on May 4th. But in the meantime, please feel free to step into the exhibit. That is actually run by volunteers for the entire month of April every year, and we've been doing it for well over a decade now. So that's a really awesome thing. So if you stop in there, please say thank you to the volunteers who make this possible, as well as, Moana Mainui, we always are encouraging people to host their own cleanups. So we have a little sign-up website where if you're interested in hosting your own cleanup, you can do that, and we can provide you with some, an informational how-to packet, some things to consider, event sign-up page, as well as assist with recruitment and supplies, such as gloves, pickers, and bags. So we're happy to provide that to anyone who wants to host a cleanup. You can sign up at moamamauinui.ivolunteer.com.
Okay, great. And we'll have that link posted on our website as well.
Great.
I guess I want to ask you one more thing. I'm sure everyone out there recognizes the value of volunteering and would like to get involved, but real life gets in the way for some people. They're working multiple jobs, or their kids have to go to school or soccer practice or whatever. What would you say to everyone listening? What's your best make the case for taking the time to go out and volunteer in the community?
Well, there's a lot of studies out there that show that people who volunteer are much more satisfied in life, as well as tend to be healthier and live a bit longer. But I think beyond that, depending on where you are in your life, knowing that you have a responsibility to care for this environment as well as your community. When you care for the environment, by extension, you're giving to your community. And I think that it's really important. I know that we all have so many things going on, but to really think about our priorities and what do we want, out of our time here, and what do we want to leave as well. I mean, especially you mentioned, having kids or whatnot. I think that that's that's a real driver for a lot of people to get involved, is that they want to see certain changes into the future so that those future generations, can live a better life.
So it's an investment in the community and the people around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Gabrielle, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Malama Maui Nui's Executive Director, Gabriel Sugar, talking with our producer, Ryan Finnerty. You can find links to volunteer opportunities across the state on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.